Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild. Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Nelly's spilling the tea, honey, on why he married Ashanti.
And Garcelle Bouvet's turning over a new leaf.
And Leo's girlfriend does not want to be known as, well, Leo's girlfriend. We got a lot to get to, so
let's get this started.
All right, our girl Sherry Shepherd is dealing with some drama, and she shared it on her show. Now, she went to the Broadway premiere of Othello, and she said that on the red carpet, an actress she knows grabbed her arm and forcefully turned her around, and claims Sherry's been real shady to her. Now, Sherry didn't name names, but Page Six claims it was Nia Long. So check out what else Sherry said.
I know I didn't shade you. Matter of fact, when something scandalous came up about you, I was on your side when it happened. So I would say to unnamed celebrity, because we've known each other a long time, come sit on my couch so we can talk about it. And you know who you are.
Okay. That's way different than come outside, we just want to talk.
Yeah, tell her. Tell him, Sherry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Nia didn't exactly confirm or deny that it was her. She just posted this selfie with the caption, about last night, and she included a kiss emoji. I mean, do you think it's leaning in the direction of Nia Long based off of the clues that we have here, or could have been any of that other, like, laundry list of people
I
that
think
was mentioned?
The others. Nia is too classy of a lady, honey. I don't think Nia would have done it. I mean, I thought Paulette Washington maybe, because some people say it may have been Paulette Washington, Denzel's wife.
Sherry so. Don't be shading nobody. She don't keep up mess like that, and she don't be in drama, and she don't really talk bad about nobody.
It seems like confusion more than anything else.
But don't grab me now.
Right?
Don't pull me all the way around and turn my... But now Sherry already said she had on something super tight and three layers of waist trainers and all this other stuff. And it was already hard for her to turn when Samuel Jackson was playing the game with her, trying to hide behind her. So for somebody to come and just turn her around and then have an attitude and then after you say what you said, walk away to not even give me a chance to speak, that is a problem. Because no matter what I got on, I'm coming to tap your ass on your shoulder and be like, what you said? Say what you said.
But then some people say Sherry may have done that for ratings. Cause you know,
done
but she was just getting into her season four.
Honey, she
didn't know
she just
if it was
got
gonna
season
go
four.
Through.
She doesn't need ratings. She has them already.
Yeah, Sherry Shepherd is doing just fine. We love Sherry Gary.
I worked with her for how many years?
All right, another friend of the show, Garcelle Beauvais, just made a very big announcement. After 5 seasons, she's decided not to return to The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Check it out.
I don't blame her.
Thank you to Andy Cohen, to Bravo, NBC Universal, Evolution, 32 Flavors, the producers, the crew, and of course the ladies. Andy Cohen says I can come back anytime. The door will always be open, so you never know.
That's
I might pop back in sometime.
Class,
very
all the
classy.
Way.
Yep.
I mean, it was cool that she was doing that, but I want to see her on TV. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I miss seeing, like, her weekly on, like, a
like
show, making us laugh.
Shows.
So, in the full video, she talks about all the stuff that she's, like, developing. I think she's got movies and TV shows that she's trying to do.
Dope.
So, I believe it, yeah.
She had just did a Lifetime movie last time she was here, right?
She co-executive produced it, if I remember correctly.
That's awesome.
I thought maybe she got a check, honey, from her ex-husband, but that's good. She's going to be doing some extra work.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
That doesn't seem...
All right! right, y'all. Nelly and Ashanti are happily married with the baby after spinning the block. And Nelly kept it real when he shared how he decided they should get married. Check it out.
I was like, yo, you know what? Let's just knock this out because we're going to be doing so much and everything's moving so fast. And I didn't want to, I didn't want her to be, a baby mama.
My wife is my baby mama.
Oh. Okay.
Still.
Oh, well, he dodged the dilemma, you know, by locking it down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Ashanti is crazy.
Why?
Ain't no way in hell I would have married him.
Why?
Do you love me?
Absolutely.
Well, he didn't say nothing about love. He married her because he did not want to be a baby mama.
Oh, loves her. They love each other a lot.
No, ma'am. Yeah.
Very deeply.
You're not marrying me as
a consolation.
That's
why they got married. If she didn't feel love, she wouldn't have said yes. Trust me, Ashanti.
She didn't want to be a baby mama,
Ashanti
too.
Ashanti don't play
why.
Them games. No, that's not why.
She
they
played
love
games when he left.
It was an umbrella statement. He loved her so much, he didn't want her out here looking bad like just some old baby mama, and he wanted her to level up.
His respect for her was higher than that.
I love it. I love their love, Gary.
Yeah.
No, man, baby.
Gary, what if you were one of Nelly's other baby mamas? How would that make you feel?
Thank you. That's a dirty feeling. But I'm a baby mama, but her ass can't be the baby mama. That's no, the, ma'am.
That's it's a game of life. Somebody got to win.
Somebody, yeah, eventually, yeah, you know.
They're together.
Yeah, well, honey.
And for the fact that, like, he dropped what he was doing, while on a relationship break, mind you, and then ended up with Ashanti, he made his choice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then maybe Ashanti
have
more money.
The other mamas probably have men already, too.
Probably.
Well, hell, I mean, I would
have moved
on, too.
They might be married already, too.
Yeah, but still, honey, yeah. I'm sorry. Baby.
No, right. Well, we all know about 50-year-old Leonardo DiCaprio and the fact that he loves dating much younger models, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, in a recent interview, a 26-year-old Italian model by the name of Victoria Ceretti acknowledged that the Titanic star is her boyfriend, but she hates the labels that come with it. She said, you know, as soon as you're in a relationship with someone who has a larger following than you, you become the girlfriend of or boyfriend of for that matter. Mm. And that could be extremely annoying.
She then went on to say, Leonardo DiCaprio.
I mean, she don't want to mess up a good thing. Like, she don't want to rock the boat, you know what I'm saying? The check's going to clear, the date's going to be litty, you know what I mean?
Yeah, listen up, lady. You got, like, 2 or 3 years max.
You're about to age out.
You're about to age out.
Like, you're the first
I see you getting ready, but act like they don't all age out.
Yeah, I'm sure she don't mind when she's swiping his credit card.
Yeah. Okay, but y'all missing the point. Look at the what's the difference between baby mama and girlfriend?
A baby.
Still... You ain't married me, or you married me as a consolation, or I don't want this title, it's the same damn thing. You got a man that's cheating and doing you dirty and whatever and making you out of a damn, just a piece of meat.
What? Leonardo's out here having, like, long-run sexual playdates with people.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think marriage is anywhere in his future. He likes the space he's in, and he's running
well,
wild.
You know what you ain't never seen? She don't like him. You know, she don't like him.
Oh, you know what you haven't seen? A photo of her on a yacht in Ibiza frowning. Like, all of his girls are on yachts somewhere in Europe. They're all smiling.
Very well.
He's chasing them around with a water gun.
Yeah, they have fun.
They're like, oh, pop, take a nap.
Yeah, so much fun, but you don't want to be called a girlfriend, though. Okay.
And it's kind of like good luck, Chuck, because, like, once he sends them back out into the wild, the next dude has to step it up. Like, you just got finished dating Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
So he puts them in a position where, like, no slouches shall approach.
Mm. All right, Bachelor in Paradise is coming back this summer. But guys, apparently there is a new, very exciting twist. Instead of just featuring rejects from The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, they're adding some other people to the mix. The new season's also going to feature cast members from Golden Bachelor and Golden Bachelorette. What's up, Club Med? Everybody's over the age of 55.
Wow.
You think this is going to spice it up or chill it out?
Oh, no.
It's going to be interesting because, like, you know, like, The Golden Bachelor, I guess, puts you in a position where you can see how it is for people that are dating over a certain age.
Mm-hmm.
I think they should spice it up just a little bit more by dropping at least one person from either Baddies or Bad Girls Club in there as a potential contestant.
Just a little.
Just one person from each franchise.
I just
feel older men to have a damn heart attack.
Oh, Brad, I can already, like, because, you know, they load them up with pina coladas and they got them around the pool and these men are just going to be like,
somebody from Baddies has been and slapped the hell out of one of the men. You know, all they do is fight on you.
Yeah, I can't find my wallet.
Up next, Cardi B, honey, just got some new artwork, but she's not too happy about it. Details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Okay, so in a resurfaced clip,
we in
interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
From I Am Georgina, Cristiano Ronaldo said he won't marry his girlfriend of 9 years, Georgina, until he feels a click in their relationship. Take a look.
Oh. Yo le digo siempre, cuando der el click, como pasó muchas cosas en nuestra vida, ya los dos saben lo que me estoy refiriendo, que puede ser en un año, como puede ser en 6 meses, como puede ser en un mes. Estoy seguro 1000%.
Hey. Oh, come on now, Cristiano. You ain't gotta be like that to her.
He's standing con business.
Con business. Now, Georgina and Cristiano met in 2016, and since then they've had 2 children, whom they raise alongside the soccer star's other children. Now, this clip has had X going crazy, with some users saying, 9 years together and 3 children, but he's still waiting for the click? God forbid. While another user said he is not going to marry her. So what do you guys think? Is he wrong for not marrying her, or do we all just need to mind our own international business?
This is amazing to me. I thought only black men dragged women along for 10 and 20 years. I'm liking this. Congratulations, Cristiano.
Okay. Man, that's slick, though.
She's a baby mama. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And maybe his girlfriend.
Well, both of those girls in one. She's every woman.
Okay, moving on, baby. In the words of Gary, Miss Cardi B is not a happy camper right now. She took to her Instagram and shared that her daughter, 6-year-old Miss Culture, had taken a black pen and drawn a single heart on her Hermes Kelly handbag in golden crocodile leather. Ooh, take a look.
Spent $60,000 on this purse. Look what my daughter did to my purse. Look what my daughter did to my purse. Look what my daughter did to my purse. Look.
Oh, that makes it more special.
Special brand.
Yeah.
Cardi B needs to be whipped.
Child, she got so many bags. She loves her bags. Women love their bags.
Child.
She don't have stuff drawn on. I'm sure Culture got a lot of stuff to color on.
She's
like, ooh, mommy's.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Mommy's yellow Hermes bag.
Kids want to color on things that the parents like.
And it ain't a. She better be glad it ain't a big ass Sharpie black marker pen.
Exactly.
That is, it's cute, Cardi. Go on and carry it, girl. Since we all know it's she just gave you a little gift.
I would say though, if you're gonna pay $60,000 for a bag, it needs to be ink resistant.
Right.
Marker resistant, waterproof, bulletproof, food proof, every type of proof.
Hey, wait, Brad, has True marked up anything?
Absolutely.
What's he marked up?
Mostly the walls and the floor, but we get washable pens and crayons and markers.
You know, smart,
yeah.
And you probably keep your bags up on the counter.
Yeah, my wife definitely keeps them up.
Her Hermes up on the counter, huh?
All right, it's time for another
Battle of the Deals.
Powered by Morning Save.
So just scan this QR code right here to get them. Okay, kick us off, Brat.
Okay, I've got the Laura Geller 4-piece Balance and Brighten set. This includes one of the super viral Balance and Brighten foundations in your choice of 8 shades, one retractable angle kabuki brush, one lengthening mascara, and one waterproof mascara. We put in more must-have products for less than the price of one foundation. Now, this set usually goes for as high as $114, but we got you today for just $24.99.
Ooh, okay, honey. Now, next, I've got the Sharper Image by Vernado Refresh Cordless Rechargeable Fan. Now, this lightweight compact fan has 3 speed settings and offers up to 17 hours of cooling power on a single charge. Ooh, making it perfect for home, office, or travel. Now, this can go for as high as $60, but we got you today for just 1999.
Oh, okay. God,
cool. Whoa.
Oh, Lord Jesus, there's a fire. Not anymore, because I got the two-pack prepared Hero Dry Stop Fire Spray. Imagine having a fire extinguisher that's as easy to use as a spray can. Mm. Whether it's a grease fire or electrical mishap, just point and spray to put out the flames. Its lightweight design means anyone from teens to grandparents can handle it. Plus, it's non-toxic. Now, this usually goes for as high as $60, but today, we got you just two for $29.99.
Oh, okay, these are all great deals, so just scan the QR code right here or go to morningsave.com and choose your favorite or get all three.
Oh, coming up next, Tanner, you're gonna like this, Tanner. People think that Sydney Sweeney, honey, might be single again. Now,
you've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
We'll tell you why after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Okay, Tanner, listen up. Yeah. It looks like Sydney Sweeney might be finally single.
What?
Oh.
Yeah, she's 27. She's been dating film producer Jonathan DeVito since 2018, and they got engaged almost 3 years ago.
Oh.
Well, last month it was reported that they postponed their wedding. And check this out. Right before New Year's, she posted a carousel of pictures with friends, including one where 41-year-old Jonathan is dipping and kissing her toe. Wow. But it seems like she deleted that pic because it's all gone now.
Wow.
But all the others are in the carousel, and they are still there.
Oh. Put this man on suicide watch, ladies and gentlemen. Where is he? We need to find him stat.
Whoa.
You think he that upset?
Possibly. Like, I think more so after she, like, moves on to the next person.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, because, like, anytime, like, somebody goes through a breakup or whatever, they get that revenge body thing going on, unless they, like, you know, crash out and eat donuts. But, you know, like, you know she's going to get her life together and pop up with somebody who's a level up.
Yeah, she's going to show up with a movie star. And nothing against this guy, but does this look like a match? I'm sorry to say that.
So, but you like her, Tana. Are you not too old for her?
I'm probably too old for her.
Because she's 27.
Well, he's 41.
Yeah, but like, I don't know. 20s, that's too young for me, really.
By the time she sees this message, and then the DMs start exchanging, she'll be a couple days older.
She will be a couple days older, yeah. Yeah. Would you guys go back and delete just one photo?
It's easy to delete one if that's just one you have to look
right.
at. But people break up with people and they go through their whole history and delete every picture they took of that person.
Yeah.
No, your history is your history. It all happened. No one forgets.
Right.
Like, I mean, come on.
It's kind of petty to go all the way through and be like, gone, 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 gone.
Yeah, you're making more work for yourself.
Yeah.
All right, well, Tyler Perry is definitely the kind of friend you want to have.
Really?
So Crystal Stewart stopped by the Kelly Clarkson show to promote Tyler Perry's Beauty in Black, and she dished about the time Tyler invited her on a trip to Italy. Well, the airline lost her luggage, and check out how Tyler came through for the rescue.
It's like, Crystal, don't worry about it. I know you had a hard time getting here. Here is my black card.
Yes. Black card, like, come on. So he was like, look, go get the things that you need. And I'm like, that is so nice. I need, you know, undergarments. I need pajamas. I need clothes. But I went to the Rolex store. Kelly, girl, I went to the Rolex store. I had Tyler Perry's black card. Where would you go?
No, she didn't. That's funny. I wonder, did she call him when she got there, like, hey, I kind of stumbled up on the Rolex store. Is it okay if I get me a little cool watch?
He's looking at the bill, and he's like, I didn't know Rolex made underwear.
What are they talking? That's funny.
Underwear. Where did she go? Did she go to Fenty, or did she go to Target?
She had the black card. She could wear whatever she wanted.
She probably went to
Yeah, but the question
Perla.
Is, where did she go?
Probably
tell us where you went.
La Perla and Victoria's Secrets.
Yeah, I forgot about La Perla.
I remember you like
La Perla, honey.
Yes, she do, girl.
Yeah, Google La Perla, baby.
Yeah.
Up next, honey, you won't believe, honey, what one airline pilot did, baby, to his passengers. Uh-oh. Find out after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Oh, welcome back.
Hey!
Okay, imagine you're flying, you're traveling to Shanghai, China from Los Angeles, and about 2 hours in, you realize you forgot your passport.
What?
Well, that's exactly what happened to none other than the pilot of a United Airlines flight. As a result, the pilot had to turn the whole plane around and head back to the States. The airline provided, Brad, they only provided meal vouchers and compensation to the more than 250 passengers on board while they had to wait in San Francisco for a whole new crew to take over the flight. They did make it to China, but they were about 6 hours behind schedule. Wow. Isn't that crazy?
Oh.
Yeah.
That is somebody like me that don't like flying, and you gotta turn around and go back. Baby. I'd have been kicking and screaming. You got to keep going.
You wouldn't know.
I know.
You wouldn't know till you landed somewhere. Like, this ain't Shanghai.
But they gave them a compensation, so that mean they paid back for the ticket.
$30 ain't nothing, yo.
That's what they gave them?
For a flight? I'd have been united with the other passengers and suing.
Yeah.
Like, you ruining my trip. Because, like, you know, it take as long as it take to get to Shanghai. You probably got plans as soon as your plane land. And now you behind schedule drastically.
I'm sure they didn't find this out till later, y'all.
Oh,
yeah.
They probably told them the plane needed gas or something with the wing or something. Yeah,
we left the gas cap open.
Oh, yeah. Our landing gear is stuck.
Well, guys, it's our time to take off. Be sure to tune in next time for more Dish Nation. Bye.
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 Fly.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.